All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at the same number. Listen to this. Multiple employees of the consumer products factory told NBC News that they took shelter in bathrooms and hallways when they first heard tornado warning sirens. Then supervisors ordered them back to work when they mistakenly assumed the danger had passed. I asked to leave and they told me I'd be fired, Elijah Johnson told NBC, claiming that he was among a group of about 15 concerned colleagues who were refused permission to evacuate. Even with weather like this, you're still going to fire me, he said. He was asking his manager. The manager replied, yes, Johnson said, adding that bosses took a roll call to find out if anybody had already left.
Somebody is getting sued to atomization, to the molecular level. They will be dismantled and distributed to the people that suffered from this.
Eight people died. Who do we have on the line?
All right. First up, we got Tom from Milwaukee.
Hey, Tom. What's going on, man?
Hey, I'm good. I just want to give you this one perspective about education. So I was born and raised in Germany.
Yes.
Came to the U.S. when I was around about 30. So how it works in Germany is you have three different types of high school. The two lower types are 10 years, and then the higher type, when you want to go to college, takes 12 years. So when you're done, after your 10 years, you're 16, 17, you apply wherever you want for whatever profession you want. And you start technically an apprenticeship that takes 3 to 3.5 years. You go to school, you get trained by your employer, and you get paid.
Right.
And then it's not so much as around about $2,000 a month.
Yeah.
But mostly you live with your parents anyways. And when you graduate, then you are a skilled laborer and you get good money.
Right. Right.
When you go to college, college is free. My master's degree in engineering cost me, I don't know, $16-17 a semester.
Yeah.
And I had to buy the books. And that's it. And then how they argue that the school is free, usually when you're like an engineer or whatever, over your lifetime, you earn more money, which means you pay more tax, which means you technically pay back what you have received.
Man, when you just lay it out, Tom, it sounds so easy. I mean, that's
it
wonderful.
Is.
It's a great system. It's clearly
shown
to work.
But the difference between what they are doing and what happens here is education is not for profit.
And Tom, how are we going to get rich off it? That's the question.
Education is for profit in this country. It's just like healthcare is for profit in this country. In Germany, those things aren't for profit.
So funny thing is, it's like, correct, you have no private universities. And thing is also, you can have the richest dad in the world. If you don't have the grades, you won't get into college.
Yeah.
I had kids that went to school with me and were dumb as a rock. The parents were rich. They couldn't go to college in Germany, so daddy paid for it in Switzerland.
You're making my day, Tom. You're making my day. This is beautiful.
Hey, Tom, I wish I had more time, man, but thank you very much for listening. Thank you very much for the call. Great information. You know, if everybody in this country knew what Tom just said, and as the other Tom from L.A. always says, the people should revolt and force that to happen here.
That's right.
Who do we have up next?
All right, last up, we've got CJ from Stoughton. We got about 2 minutes, CJ.
Yeah, what's going on, CJ?
Hi, Earl. You know, it's hard to argue with Santa Claus. Right now, if Build Back Better, or I call it Build Back Broke, passes, it's actually, and thank God for Joe Manchin and Christine Sinema in the Democratic Party. Because that will destroy our country. Inflation is already at a 40-year high. I don't know if you filled your car up lately, Earl.
Hey, CJ, with all due respect, man, you don't understand that the country is being destroyed every day.
And yeah, man, I paid $3
a gallon. You guys are talking about what's going to cause the country to be destroyed. There's a far too big a chasm between people who have money in this country and people who don't. And that's where the destruction of this country is going to come, my friend.
And we just can't, you know, talking about Build Back Better, destroying the country is nonsense. It doesn't add to the deficit. It does not add debt. So we cannot go on the radio and say that.
Go ahead, CJ.
Okay, well, let me just tell you this, Evan. They actually take 10 years of revenue, and they only pay for 1 to 3 years of 100 or actually 10 major programs.
Hey, but you know, let me say this to you, CJ. I'm an American, just like you are, and just like all the other conservatives are. And I'm not sitting here panicking about a budget deficit that we owe, because, you know, who do we owe it to?
You won't have to pay for it. Your grandkids will, Earl.
Hey, let me say this to you. At the rate things are going now, CJ, our grandchildren are going to be making meager sums of money, not what you and I were able to make. And the cost of everything is going to continue to rise. There has to be some attempt to level the playing field so our grandchildren will have a fair shot at this life, man.
And we're giving it a shot. There are more gas permits.
Build Back Better will give them a chance.
Yeah, yeah. And Biden's doing the good work here. He's trying to lower fuel prices. You know,
CJ, I'm going to give you the last word. You say what?
I tell you what. Biden allowed Russia to complete their pipeline, and he shuts ours down. You wait till you have to pay for heat, Earl. You just watch.
Hey, I pay for heat now, man. Hey, and I don't see how anybody who supported a Neanderthal like Donald Trump can even fix their mouths to talk about Joe Biden. Donald Trump was the most ignorant man that has ever set foot in the White House and done more damage than any other president in the history of this nation. Got to go. Thank everybody who made the show go. Thank you, Evan. I'll be back on tomorrow. You've been tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. See you later.
Take care, my friends.